she has done it by herself.
Here's the lady of the day. She's going to enjoy this moment.
This is fantastic, racist.
This is the Love Women Cycling Podcast.
We ask husband and wife duo and friend of Black Sheep, Luke and Hayley, to discuss what cycling means to them and why as a family, even with Hayley as a non-cyclist, they embrace the bike. Putting aside the obvious physiological benefits of exercise, the release of endorphins, vitamin D, and general health benefits of being active, Luke talks profoundly about the more significant side of cycling. How riding with your mates can lead to more important conversations. Break down barriers. On the bike, the fear of offending someone can be replaced with the opportunity to lighten the burden by simply sharing, and maybe even help change what it is they are searching for.
My name's Luke. I'm from Brisbane in Australia. I'm 35.
Huh.
I've got grey hair. I'm a father of one and a half. One's 6 weeks off. The other voice you can hear is my partner, Hayley, and we basically just want to talk about our experience with Black Sheep and Manride and the initiative that Black Sheep's put together and how much we value it and how proud we are to play a little part in what Black Sheep's trying to do. I work in technology. I run a radio network in Australia on the technology side. And conveniently, I've stolen our studios to do this podcast, which is pretty handy just to have up my back pocket.
It may or may not make us sound any better.
Yeah, probably won't do anything for what we sound like, but yeah.
I guess it's probably a good opportunity to say that I am not a cyclist.
You're definitely not a cyclist.
But I do love cycling because I'm in love with a cyclist and I love everything that it brings to your life.
You are my enabler. You are my lycra washer. And I thank you very much for that.
I fold a lot of lycra.
Not well.
Oh.
I'll add that, but we can work on that. But no, thank you very much. I appreciate you a lot. We're a small family. We've got a lovely daughter, Mackenzie, who already has 4 bikes. They've been acquired very quickly in her short 18 months of life. Not even 18 months.
She can say about 6 words and one of them is bike.
Yeah, so we're on our way. And I guess the big thing for me and the whole reason I'm happy to do this podcast for the Black Sheep guys, and I must say this is part of the Women's Podcast Series, which is another Black Sheep initiative supporting women in cycling, which, again, is just another amazing thing that Black Sheep do. It's such an awesome community. But, yeah, the basis of today's chat is my experience with the Manride over the last few years. And funnily enough, both Hayley and I have had equal involvement. I rode in the Manride in 2018 Manride.
Yeah, we were a bit preoccupied with the birth of our first child last year when the Manride rolled around.
Yeah, didn't do it last year, but I was, of course, very much following the journey. And, of course, a massive fan of Johnny Paulson and the boys doing the very first Manride Western Queensland from Longreach to Ellie Beach, and just incredible. And one day I hope to recreate it, because even just the ride to give you the time and space to have a think about life is the most important thing. I think that's the biggest thing people gain from cycling.
It's one of the things I love about Black Sheep, even though I'm not a cyclist per se, is all of the things they do outside of just being a apparel brand. They really have this community that they've built, and that I guess we both subscribe to in a way, because we really believe in it. And I think a lot of people that are within this community, they really do believe in it because they're real, tangible, authentic things that we need to talk about. So my experience with the Manride was, I actually work in video production, and in 2018, the Manride went global and they had 5 different riders from 5 different continents, all riding 200 kilometres a day to ride 1,000 kilometres in over 5 days and bring awareness to men's mental health. And so we gathered all of the media video.
It was interviews. Actually really quite cool. Background information, we were sitting in our house in northern Brisbane at all hours of the night, and Hayley was having Skype calls with people all over the world about their days and what images they'd collected and what vision they could upload to the FTP if they could because their internet connections were bad and all of just the daily struggles that we have with technology, as I well know.
Trying to tell the story, each of their stories, in a way that people could relate to, because everybody has a story, and I guess that's partly what the Man Ride is about.
Yeah, it's about us telling our story.
Yeah, it's about having a conversation.
Having a conversation, which famously men, and I'm definitely one of them, we are hopeless at just talking, just opening up, and yeah, God, just letting it out, like bottling up life's problems is, granted, it's hard to let it out, but letting it out is such, it's like a pressure valve going off and you're like, okay, cool. Now that's out of my head and it's out in the open and it's not just me dealing with this problem. It's, yeah.
Everybody faces adversities and everybody faces them at different times, and I guess you never really know what someone's going through or what they've been through that's shaped them. And I think watching you as a cyclist, Luke, and what it gives you from a mental health perspective, just on a daily, weekly, you know, monthly basis, it kind of makes me feel relieved because you have a support network that is outside of me that you can talk to that I know are your genuine friends, but it gives you quite a lot of time to have those conversations because you can't necessarily have a deep and meaningful conversation or even get into any real depth of a conversation within a 5-minute catch up when you see someone at the coffee shop, you know, like you need to have the time to feel comfortable and open up. And is that something that you, that keeps you coming back to cycling?
Yeah, for sure. The relationships and the network of cycling has, I could honestly say cycling changed my life in a time where it was a very large crossroads of my life. I was married very young. I had a failed marriage. I thought I knew everything. I was so lost. And fate, I was playing golf with a mate who said, "Do you have a bike? We're doing a charity ride from Sydney to Brisbane." And I'm like, "No, I don't ride bikes." And I was one of those, and I can say this on a podcast, not that I want to swear, but I was one of those people that every time I drove drove my car, I was like, "Why are these cyclists sitting in the middle of the road? Why can't they be to the left of the line?" All the crap that we deal with now. and I drive a dual cab ute now, but I'm the very courteous dual cab ute driver that just sits behind a rider and waits till there's room to pass. But yeah, long story short, playing a round of golf, and he said, "No, you should come and ride your bike." And I had a very ho-hum, very middle-of-the-road giant road bike, which I very quickly upgraded to something that was far more expensive. But I literally discovered cycling, and I literally discovered that network that got me through. And funnily enough, that's when I met you.
Mm-hmm.
That's when everything started falling into place, and I'm so thankful. But the other thing that goes with it is I didn't even know that type. Yes, I've played football my whole life and I've done all this stuff, and you rock up to training and you train and then you leave. But the difference with cycling, and no, I am literally just a regular cyclist. I don't do anything. I don't race crits. I don't do anything like that. But what I do is I know that pretty much every morning of the week, if I want to get out there and I need to chat to someone or I need that release valve, I just get on my bike.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, it might be an hour and a half and a short loop, or it might be 5 hours and we're out in the hills. But whatever time it is, it's so valuable. And yeah, I love it. It's me, and I'm proud to say it. And I encourage people. Like it's the thing I can do to help.
I love it because even though you seem to have quite time consuming hobbies, golf, fishing, cycling, etc. They all were kind of expensive too.
Yeah,
right. I think it gives you that time with other people. And I sometimes, you know, I think, oh, God, he's riding again. Or, God, do we have to take the bike to this place and that place and every other place? And, you know, my car's got a roof rack on it now so that, you know, we can transport the bike. But I try very hard to always be positive about it because I want to be that enabler for you. I want you to have that because, to be frank, you're just a better human when you have cycling and you have those connections. And I think that's what it comes down to is you are on a bike. Of course, you're getting all the endorphins from exercising. Anyone that's, you know, maintained relative level of fitness or likes to exercise knows that it brings you these endorphins that make you happy, make you feel positive, make you feel like you can tackle anything or just the day ahead of you. But I know the conversations and the things that you get to talk about when you ride. But I actually wonder how you do that because, I mean, obviously a lot of people that are listening are probably cyclists, but don't you have to ride in a single form? And how do you maintain a conversation that's hard to have in the first place and still kind of concentrate on what you're doing?
Well, it all depends. And obviously, you always come back to the conversation. That's the aim, right?
Yeah.
So, whether you're taking a turn or you're doing whatever, but to be fair, midweek rides that aren't strenuous, massive training rides are the purpose of them is to get out and get fresh air. And normally, it means that you can take it easy and hold a conversation and you literally are sitting in that position for a couple of hours and it's easy dialogue. And if you can't hold a conversation, you're probably going too hard, which is often the case because all us boys tend to challenge each other. But, yeah.
So, does the chat happen on the bike or does it happen at the coffee stops?
Both. Both.
Have you had any hard, you know, conversations with people?
A lot of big decisions or clarity that I need around anything, life, work, whatever, I have a great bunch of guys that some of them I'd even call mentors that I can bounce whatever I need to bounce off them on the bike.
Have you felt like you've been able to be that person for other people?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's, yeah. And I absolutely have, and not always in the mental health side of things, but you could be having a really generic conversation about anything. I don't know how to cook a roast or whatever, just the ability to talk about anything when you're on a bike is so handy, but I know where you're going with this, and I have had one pretty incredible conversation on the bike, and this is what made it kind of easy to record this little podcast for the man ride, is that 2018 man ride that you covered, and I remember you chasing us as a bunch in my big black Hilux up all the climbs around the back of Brisbane, shooting vision, but I ran into a mate that I hadn't spoken to for quite a while.
But it's funny because with social media, like, you almost feel connected to people that you're not really, not truly connected to in real life where you would have a DNM necessarily.
No. And I guess that is probably the one fault. Well, there's a few faults to social media, let's be honest. But that is one of the biggest things is people think you're connected, but really deep down in a proper heartfelt conversation level, you're not. And this mate, I had seen him go off social media. And anything he did post was very abstract and not really. I knew that something was up and I didn't know how to reach out. As luck would have it, I knew he was a cyclist, but I didn't realize he enjoyed it or even followed Black Sheep or anything to that level. But he was on the Black Sheep man ride in 2018 and I was like, oh, hey, mate, and we both had the, we were both proudly wearing the Man Ride kit. I said, oh, cool. Are you doing the 200K ride? And he's like, yeah. And we literally rode together for, let's say, the first 100 kilometres.
Pretty long.
And it was a 207K, I don't know what the vert was, but it was a big ride. And a lot of people were busted. But the first 100Ks, it was all surface level bullshit conversation that you have with someone that you're afraid to talk to about what you might think is the bigger issue.
And you had some suspicions about what you thought that was.
And I had some suspicions. And I basically, without being abrupt, I said to him, I said, I'm reading between the lines and, hey, we're stuck on a bike. What's going on? And he, I think he was partly shocked, but I think he was very much relieved that someone had actually said what's going on or taken the care to ask.
But ask it properly, and I think that's the key to those sorts of conversations, because everyone goes, hey, how you going, or have you been, or what you been up to, and the defaults are, oh, yeah, good, busy, work, blah, 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 family, kids. But it doesn't really have any depth to it. But when you then continue the conversation or you come back to it later and go, hey, how are you really going? Like, how, so is everything really good with you? Like, really check in and ask it in a different way. That's what opens the conversation, right?
Which, yeah, absolutely. But I also think that whole asking that is, it's met with trepidation because you don't know whether you're actually going to open a can of worms or offend that person or something that they actually don't want to talk about. And it can go the opposite direction.
Yeah.
But famously, men don't talk about anything. Long story short, we had a awesome ride and I could see he started smiling. By the end of the ride, we were all cooked, but we finished, we had a beer. It was like the most amazing day. And what happened as part of that conversation, the follow-up was probably one of the most beautiful messages I've ever got from someone. That was, I really appreciate what you did for me today, yesterday, whatever day it was. I don't really ever get that from anyone else in my life. And I was a complete stranger, really. Like, I knew him through the industry. I knew things were going on in his life. But I was just a bloke asking another bloke a question. And that's it. Mm-hmm. And from there, he's blossomed and he's the guy he always was and he's happy.
Wait, are you claiming responsibility?
No, I'm not. I'm not, but I'm claiming the fact that you can bubble along for a long time with a lot of underlying shit in your life that you try and take full responsibility for yourself when you can share it. And more often than not, when you share it, the outcome is a lot better.
And sometimes it's nice to share it with someone who's not in your circle. Like,
and that's probably the other big thing, is the cycling community is so big, but also so small, but you can share whatever you want.
It doesn't seem very gossipy either to me. Like, I think there's a real trust that you guys have that's sort of like what happens on the bike stays on the bike in a way.
I don't know if it's an unspoken law. Maybe.
It just feels like, as an outsider from the actual cycling part, it does. It feels safe.
It's very inclusive. I think that's the... I say this completely. There are some very... flamboyant's the wrong word, but there's some very outspoken cyclists within even our community. But it is a community and there's no dickheads. And if you are, very quickly you get weeded out. And I think that's the other important thing. There are some things in life you can't escape, but at least it's that whole you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family type situation. You can choose the people you ride with. And it's pretty easy to pick good people. And I think we're really fortunate in the circle that we've got and the support that we've got.
Well, yeah, and it's not necessarily, you know, the good people. It's the people you connect with, right? It's the people that are your people. The people you feel an affinity to and that you can talk to and have a good time with.
Yeah. But I feel, and the other thing too, and this is was probably the hardest part about doing this podcast. I'm like, what the hell? Like, why am I any different to any other person that rides a bike? And I'm not.
You're the majority.
I am the majority.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And this just has to happen. It's not overly difficult. And if I think about what this year has been and the dumpster fire that 2020 has, we all had such, when I was a teenager and we're like, oh, 2020, that's we're going to be flying cars and have hoverboards and all that type of thing. And 2020's turned into the biggest dumpster fire of a year we've had. And so many people are hurting. And this is, again, why it's so important.
And it's probably brought a lot of people back to cycling in a way, or maybe new people into the community that really need support right now. Like, it's more important than ever that these conversations happen and that people aren't just connected virtually over Zoom or Instagram or WhatsApp or whatever. You know, it's time to make real connections and have real conversations. And
I mean, that technology is handy and it's been brilliant for this period of time, but it can't be forever. That human connection is so important. So, the 2020 Man Ride is coming up, and I think it's more important than ever this year to have the conversation.
Yes. Well, I think to embrace initiatives like this that start conversations about mental health, especially for men, especially across lots of different circumstances, because people are facing so many different hardships, battles, struggles, and worries at the moment. Literally everybody has got something on their mind, so everybody should have something to say.
Absolutely. And, yeah, I think it's just one of those things that we just need a little reminder every now and again. Mm. And you don't have to ride a bike. It's not the man ride because it's men riding bikes. It is the conversation.
It's a call to arms.
Yeah. Oh, look at you go.
My on brand.
Anyone would think you work in production or something. Yeah, so I feel personally, I'm so proud that a little cycling brand that is literally in a street behind where we're recording this now started, and this initiative has gone global. I only have to look at last year and the year before, people doing man rides in everywhere, Colombia, in the States, in England, in Singapore, and like it's so cool.
And it's literally bringing people together. I feel proud. I feel so proud of it. I feel so proud that Black Sheep is from Brisbane and that they have this global community, and it's real. It's not just this made up Instagram, Facebook, social media thing. It's actually a real, tangible thing that people believe in day.
It's got depth. And so many of these things these days are just so shallow.
Yeah.
But we as a community can make a change. And that's what matters.
I think I would probably like to also say, as an enabler, as someone who doesn't cycle but who loves a cyclist, I see and hear a lot about the community. I watch what you do. I watch the effect that it has on you. I see the money they spend. And I fold the Lycra. But I think through this whole thing, and something that I would like to focus on, thinking about the Man Ride Initiative and mental health in general and just general well-being, is to be a better listener. Yeah. I need to be a better listener when I talk to people. People aren't always having a conversation with you because they want your opinion, you know. Sometimes they just need to talk. And, I mean, I know I'm such a waffler. I'll just talk underwater.
I can't believe we've wrapped this up in under half an hour, to be honest.
But I think certainly they need people to listen. So, I feel
you're so right. It's the listening part. The listening part and the follow-up is the most important part, I think. You can never underestimate the power of good people and good conversation and the difference they can make on your life. And I think that's really important for everyone. Don't waste those conversations. Have them with good people. Mm. Have good outcomes and just check in.
Thanks again for joining me for the Love Women Cycling Podcast. Your feedback is always welcome, and we'd love to know who you'd like featured on the podcast. Message me, Nick Morig, on Instagram at Black Sheep Cycling with any ideas, suggestions, or feedback. We look forward to seeing you again soon.